side. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of All Joking Aside. This is
number.
Oh, you ready? Drum roll. There you go.
Now I got to look for a drummer.
I know. Shit. Well, yeah, no, you don't. You just put one in. It was a crappy one, but you put one in nonetheless. I just heard you. It's number 78, believe it or not. Number 78. We are just another, 22 episodes away from breaking the old 100.
You are a math genius.
I am. I actually had to figure that out. It took me an hour, but I have it on paper. So, and then I had to double check with Siri.
It's so hard when you get up to this number and you got to go over your hands so many times.
See, look, move a little bit there. Stop right there. If you eliminate the number one behind you, it shows 22 episodes. Wait. See, it's magic. There you go. 22 episodes. People who are listening to this thing and not watching, you're really missing out, but don't worry about it. It's not that great of a loss. Anyway.
Really not.
Number 78. And it's my turn to pick the topic. And yeah. I thought I would do something that has to do with the environment because we just had Earth Day not too long ago. And the topic today is recycling.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that?
You're talking about like environmental recycling.
Well,
Oh shit! I'm so sorry.
What'd you do?
Well, I picked our backgrounds because we've used them before, and I thought we'd recycle those. I'm wearing a shirt I actually have used before. I don't know about if you remember, but we use these quite often. You know what? I didn't have any fresh underwear, so I'm just going commando.
Oh, my God. Well,
so I misunderstood. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I'll give you an A for effort and an F for the ick factor on that last one. Maybe you should be an A on the ick factor. You accomplished the ick.
There you go.
Anyway, it's a topic that is important because we should all be cognizant of our waste and and reusing things. What do they call it? Rebar. Rehash. All the teachers I've had.
I used to work for a science museum.
I know.
Wait a minute.
You're a sad excuse recycle for right now.
Remember.
Okay, all of those of you who know exactly what we're talking about, I know a lot of teachers used to have their bulletin boards for the kids. You know what we're talking about. Recycle. Yeah. Reuse, recycle, and
we got those too.
Less crap out there in the world. But I have some examples, so some things to talk about regarding recycling. I got a little list. The first one I thought was amusing, and it's my sweetie Jackie is, and we are all environmentalists. We care about the environment. I know you do, and I do. But people take it to different degrees, and she doesn't have a lot of napkins at her house because she doesn't want to, if you waste a napkin, you're destroying a tree. Now, in her mind, the trees must be very, very tiny, little tiny trees,
and for very napkins. Soft.
And very soft, three ply trees, but it's a good. She's making an effort. She wants to do like towels and things like that.
And she's absolutely correct.
There's certain things I just can't do without. Like I've got paper towels in my kitchen, and I use them. I try to be cognizant of how many I'm pulling off, but I certainly could not. I couldn't exist. I would actually have to go out and kill myself if I did not have paper towels. It's that strong of a connection. I use them quite a bit, and.
The size paper towel I use.
There you go. at one point I was living with my brother after my wife and I split up. Brad came to live with me for a while because we were in the same building. I was talking to him about, I said, on the toilet rolls, they have those little squares and they're perforated. I said, why are we always, when your wife, and why do we pull off like 20 of these things and fold it over? I said, we should be cognizant to save money. We should pull off an individual square and use them one at a time. The toilet paper would last so much longer. I soon learned the impracticality of that. Experiment done, determined that it was a bad choice.
That's why every time I saw you in the early years and we'd shake hands, I'd come down with E. coli.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. So now I use 1.5. No, just kidding. I use 20, whatever it is.
It is strange, though, that they are perforated into squares, isn't
it? They are, but the reason is, of course, because they don't know where you're at. So you just pull what you need and you break it off. They want you to have points to break it off.
Don't you hate the kind, though, in like public restrooms that are actually the individual squares that are, you pull them out and you have to just keep, because that really, it brings it home exactly how many of these things you're wasting.
I like the way you said it brings it home. That's what I say when I'm in the bathroom. Go, bring it home.
Bring it home, baby.
Home run. Yeah, I hate it when you use the toilet tissues on those big rolls in the restroom.
Oh.
You pull it off and you're about to use it and basically the stuff just disintegrates in your hands. And you go, hey, there was a tissue paper here to begin with.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we gross too many people out, let's move on.
We were talking about recycling. Now we're just talking about tissue paper.
We always go to the scatological.
Yeah, we do.
This is interesting. My degree is in environmental occupational health. And I remember one of the stories you're talking about is that there's a level of everyone knows about this. There's a level of recycling gray water or brown water, they call it. And you've seen examples on TV. There's labs that are actually doing experiments where, not experiments, they've developed the methodology to literally get the water cleaner than it's ever been that had been brown water or gray water, right. And you can drink it. People can't wrap their head around that. I just refuse to do it.
I've done that.
You've done that before during your camp, the science camp thing?
While I was working at the Science Museum, we got a tour of one of the water recycling plants in Orange County. And at the end of the tour, they actually have a little faucet that is...
That's fantastic.
And it tastes absolutely normal, except for the fact that I love the little chewy bit.
We just did a double descent. But yeah, but it's quite amazing. Technology is there. Usually quaternary treatment. They usually have tertiary treatment up to the point where you have it normal water.
Safe to actually use in sprinklers and things
right,
like that.
Right, exactly. So there's up in Lancaster area, there's a place, they call them, I think, the Apollo Lakes. It's a recreational boating type thing. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've never been there. I believe they ask you to not swim in it because this is back when the day where they were starting to develop this technology.
Right.
But the water from that came from recycled water. And you see all the time irrigation things of projects along the highway and stuff, like, you know, irrigated with the recycled water and so on. So, you know, going forward, you know, of course, you just had a deluge of rain and we're worried about flooding out here in California when the snowpack is going to melt and start releasing water from reservoirs because they want to make room for more water coming in. And for years, we've had like nothing. So, but we still are always going to be in a drought. Because it's a desert.
We're in a desert here.
We're in a desert. Exactly right. So anyway, this is great technology. So that's recycling. And I just love that exists and that I hope they'll do more and more of that.
I got to tell you, it's one of the things I learned about recycled water, the tertiary version that you're talking about, is that it's only suggested that we don't drink the tertiary version because the United States has such a high level of acceptance for the quality of water. But the tertiary cleansed water is still better than the vast majority of water that's drunk around the globe.
Well, I have to interject that we're talking two things, and I put them together. Unfortunately, we have water sources that they treat that are not sewage, and through the tertiary, that is the tertiary treatment, is the stuff that goes to your faucets and stuff.
Right.
That's so, but they have when they do the sewage, that's like a whole different, they call it a different stream that comes in a different place.
Right.
And they treat it differently. But yeah, so it's a,
but anyway, yeah, the, Yeah, the methods they use are just incredible.
It really is. It's I wanted to go into to water treatment, and I actually got certified and never did that. But other thing, let's see. Oh, bottles. People
plastic
recycle
bottles.
Plastic bottles. Now, Jackie and I did that for a long time, and it would be like a nice event for us as a couple. We'd go and take the bottles we collected, and we go to the machines. You can do it yourself, put the bottles in one at a time. It's always hard to find one available, and you're standing in line, and there's people, you know, questionable around you with hey, yeah, you recycling? Yeah, we are. Why are you recycling? I live off this stuff.
Yeah,
I need the money. Where do you live? I live over there by that fence. We would worry about the people in line with us, but
for the plethora of homeless individuals who are part of our audience, I apologize for Daryl's characterization. Go back to your computer.
You're making a little money for yourself, and you're cleansing the world. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
But we stopped doing it, and then I start putting this stuff into the recycle bin.
Right.
We just it was nice doing it. And then my neighbors next door here, they said, would you mind if we gave you a trash can? Would you mind recycling for us? Because they know how many beer bottles come out of my house. And I said, sure. So I've actually been taking over my empty beer bottles and water bottles and giving it to them for a long time. And I talked to them a little while ago, and and they had another neighbor who's doing the same thing for them. And I said, so what do you think? How much has he had made off this? Oh, hundreds of dollars. I'm going, damn, that could have been mine. But God bless them. They're doing it. They it's a regular thing for their family to take the bottles away like once a month or something and recycle.
We actually have a young family that put a little note in our mailbox at one point that said that the kids were collecting recycling every other Wednesday, and doing this to raise money for their various extracurricular activities at school.
Oh, that's very nice.
And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So we started doing that. And all they do is they'll collect cans and bottles. So the rest of our recycling paper and cardboard and stuff like that, we take care of ourselves. But they've actually upped it to every Wednesday. They come by every Wednesday. And these are little kids. These are...
You start getting bills from them for recycling fees.
Yeah. Excuse me. You're not giving us enough. You're not meeting your quota. Yeah.
That's the whole thing about doing something like that. You start to feel like there's a commitment to it.
I feel totally committed. I mean, I missed one week and I felt so bad. I felt so bad, but they are incredibly consistent, which is really
cool. Really good. I think there's a conscientiousness about the environment that we didn't have when
world
was polluted back then, but now the kids are really in on it. So I'm really glad that they're teaching them that.
Yeah.
Regarding other things, there are political recycling. The GOP is recycling. Perhaps you heard of this guy, Donald J. Trump.
I thought he just belonged in the trash.
I don't know. They try to repackage, but the packaging falls away. It's the same old product.
The packaging looks just like Ron DeSantis. It's incredible.
he's having some problems now.
Oh,
Mr. DeSantis. But we'll save that to the DeSantis episode and Disneyland versus DeSantis.
For that episode, we can actually have a trash pile behind us.
Hey, we have something new that's happening here, but I know Jackie's started doing this in her neighborhood, and do it.
Let me guess. Is it the organics?
Yes. I just got the thing in the mail that they're going to start doing it here in Valencia.
We've been doing it for it must be close to a year now.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
It's excellent, except for the fact what they did was they just, came up with a new label to put over our green waste bin.
Okay.
And unfortunately, here we go. First world problem. If I have food to dump out, I have to walk all the way inside to put it in the bin. It really, I mean, honestly,
yeah,
it's the hassle.
It's a new waste stream for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do it as you collect the food as you're work, you know, you have a meal and you go out to the thing, or do you have like a bin inside the house where you just put it in there and then take it out once a week?
I can't do that because it's going to stink. You know, I mean, it's
that's true.
If you're going to do it, you need to do it like right after, or at least the next morning, you know, once a day, at least.
But what's to before, like for me, I haven't been doing that. And basically I've had a trash can in the kitchen.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm done eating a meal or if I bones or something left over, I just throw them in there. Oh, you're just, see, I've never had, I don't think I've had the stink. Well, wait, why doesn't anybody come to visit me? Maybe you're right. Maybe
I just always assumed that was you.
I get in the can occasionally myself just to bathe. But, no, yeah,
the things that, I mean, you're talking bones. I don't particularly eat things with bones.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not I don't eat steaks or anything like that. So this comes back to what we were talking about before we started doing this. Most of what I get rid of organically is down the garbage disposal, which is equally as bad. I mean,
it is because you know about this because we discussed it, but biological oxygen demand.
Yeah.
BOD. So people in a perfect world, people wish not be using the garbage disposal. I tell this to many people who put stuff down there that's to get rid of it. It really shouldn't be done because biological oxygen demand basically is it goes further downstream to these processing plants we're talking about. The organics are actually taking oxygen as they're broken down out of the water.
Right.
And that leads to other kinds of problems with other kinds of anaerobic bacteria and things like that. So you're actually putting a strain on the system that can cleanse it. So it really shouldn't be done, but a lot of people do.
Right.
It's much better to toss the solid waste out. But, you know, who knows? We're all going to die someday, so it doesn't really matter.
But when you do,
yeah,
I'm coming up there and putting your body in the bin.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is really nice because, you know, should you commit a murderous crime, now you don't have to have a separate place to put the body.
Just dump it in the organics way.
Put it in with the grass, you know, there you go. Well, your compost heap doesn't seem to be going down that much. Yeah, those bodies, they take a lot longer.
Takes a lot longer. And you can't use lye because then it's not natural anymore.
That's right.
it's so tough.
What else? So the trash rules, yeah.
I will tell you this. Okay. This is another thing I learned. I learned so much about recycling when I worked for the Science Museum. I got to tell you this. But we also took a tour of the local recycling plant.
Very cool.
And the thing that absolutely shocked me was the fact that they don't really care if you clean out your recyclables. You know, I know when I was much younger and they would talk about recycling, like your peanut butter jar or something, it had to be scrubbed clean before you put it in. They don't care. They've got so many like pressure washers and all these things to clean up. I mean, they've got things that just like rip the paper off, labeling off of cans and things. It's an incredible thing.
Well,
and they even say if you have a doubt of whether something should go in the recycling or the trash, err on the side of putting in recycling because all the machines can separate these
things. Well, that's interesting. So I know about the technology. I've never seen the technology. So you're one up on me there. So this is interesting. Why would they go ahead? Because I still say that in the instructional stuff that comes out in the mailers and so on to me. Why would they say absolutely if it's contaminated with a little bit, don't put it in the recycle. So
first of all, every recycling area is different. Some have more advanced things. You live out in the boonies. They got nothing. they hire rats to lick the stuff clean.
There you go.
But it's I mean, but
I thought it was more a problem with paper. glass I can see being cleaned, but I thought with paper, because
if paper, if like the paper towel, see, this is where for the earlier joke, I completely destroyed this one paper towel.
Greg is recycling his jokes.
For paper towels, no, absolutely not recyclable, because it's going to absorb whatever you're cleaning up. But if you've got like writing paper, printer paper that's been printed,
it's still
fine to recycle.
Oh, of course. You know? They were specifically talking about organic contaminants on the paper. Right.
Yeah.
So like if I go to napkins, If I go to Jack in the Box, hypothetically.
No, that would never happen.
No, I live there. Never mind. It's not hypothetical at all.
Please refer to our last episode. Yeah. Anyway.
And I get out of the car because rather than be homeless against the fence, I'm homeless in my car often. And I've eaten there. I've had lunch and I'll come out of the car. I go over to the bins in my garage, which is where I keep them. And I look the paper bag on the outside, which I put all the other trash in. I empty everything out. That paper bag gets recycled. But then I look at the thing that was wrapping the burger. And if there's melted cheese on it, right, I go ahead and I don't put it in the recycle bin. But maybe you have should.
What you should do
is
scrape that cheese back off in your mouth, because waste not, want not.
I think I'm just going to get one of those amazing rats you talked about and hire it full time.
The other funny thing is that if you look, we all know the little recycling symbol, that little, the like arrows in a triangle,
right,
and they always have a number in the middle, right? And
yes,
and you can tell if something is how recyclable it is by the number.
Okay,
if you look at your just about every bit of styrofoam packaging, they still have that recycling symbol on it. And we used to say, when we would go out to do our little recycling assemblies to schools, these little marks on the bottom of your styrofoam cup are what we call marketing. Because yes, technically they're recyclable. And at the time that I was doing this, at least, I don't know if it's changed, the closest recycling plant that is capable of actually recycling this styrofoam is currently located in South Korea. Now, I don't know if that was true at the time, but I don't know if that's changed.
I've been told to not adhere. Recycle anything styrofoam, don't try it. So what I did to recycle, this is a good point, thank you for bringing that up, I was getting Nutrisystem for a while, and that's a whole other story that had success and failure.
Another one of Daryl's failures. We'll visit that sometime down the
line. We
have
an episode of Daryl's failures. It'll be actually an
part one, two, three.
Yeah, it'll be like Roots. but you get the frozen and you get the dry goods from them, and it's like once a month. And the frozen comes with the ice pack. What do you call it?
They're ice packs. Yeah,
ice packs. And I take the thing out, and what I found out, I looked up recycling for styrofoam, and there was a local mail center. And the recycling basically is I went over there and I've been donating to this to them. I haven't done it for a while. And they take the big bucket that's, the bin that the food came in, and they cut it up and they use that for their packaging. So they're recycling.
They're reusing it.
That's one of the words we couldn't think of. Reuse, recycle, reuse.
No, those are the two that we kept repeating.
I couldn't figure it out. Anyway, they take it and they cut it up and they use it that way. Now, of course, after they cut it up and somebody gets it in their home, that person's going to do something with it. But at least at one point they needed to have a foam materials to package a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was giving them that. So
that's really cool. Have you tried the like packing material that's made out of cornstarch? Have you seen those?
I eat those.
You could. You yeah, could.
Okay.
It's like packing peanuts. That's what they are. Okay. And excuse me, I'm fixing this here. They look like packing peanuts, and you can literally put water on them and watch them dissolve in your hand. They are incredible. And when they dissolve, your whole house smells like popcorn, which is really better. But it's incredible stuff, and it works great.
They do a lot of paper packaging now too. You ever see the light paper product? And it's kind of like a little bit of a shred to it, and they put that in there. So that's actually really real good to recycle. You're going to be inserting another dramatic drum roll right here.
Oh, okay.
Ready? Reduce, reuse, recycle.
We've been working together too long.
Because you were looking it up too.
I just looked at them. I was gonna close out with that today.
But that's still okay. Use it again. You can recycle what I just said.
Yeah.
Reduce. What does that mean? So use.
So
something
basically,
less.
Use less. One of the. I am just so full of information. I'm so
You're
excited
full of
about this. Thank you. Most of what ends up in a landfill is food waste. The vast majority of what the trash that ends up in a landfill is food waste. So if you eat less or use less of anything,
okay,
you're going to reduce the amount of trash going to a landfill.
So the slogan should be, don't be a fatty, reuse and recycle. That's good. That's good.
By the way, to all of our listeners or viewers that are fatties, I apologize for Daryl's.
There you go. And if you are a homeless fatty, oh my God, I have to send you a check.
No, hey, if you're a homeless fatty, you're doing really well. Good for you.
That's true.
You're getting a lot of food there. That's good.
You're obviously eating the other homeless people who you've hit over the head and killed and sustaining yourself that way.
If you do that.
Yeah.
Organic spin.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were going to make me apologize to murderers.
That comes up next.
Windrows. As far as they used to have large scale commercial windrows, which was essentially composting on a large scale. So, I can't remember this back from the days in school, and I know that they did this. So you had the landfills, but they also took some organics. That's probably what they do with the organics now, the grass and stuff. They right. make windrows, which is a large column. They actually have a tractor go down, make it, and they do it with a certain combination of percentage of organics and a paper, a certain level of nitrogen they want to have in there. So they somehow we're able to go ahead and manipulate this on a large commercial scale, and then they cover it with dirt, and then they turn it, because of course when you're composting you start getting the anaerobic activity in the inside, and it builds up heat. That's how this thing breaks down.
Yeah.
The heat, and you have to turn it over so it keeps generating the heat equally dispersed. And that's interesting. I haven't looked into that or thought about that for a long time, but I remember we learned about this, and there was a large scale composting operation that was done by the counties, by the municipalities.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's done now or not. Maybe things have changed, but at one time they did do that.
I know. I don't know if you've ever done this. We actually bought a composting bin. Have you done that?
We had one at Jackie's many
years
ago.
I have yet to be able to make that sucker work. I know you put, there's a certain percentage of wet organics to dry organics to, there's one other thing. I don't know if it's
nitrogen. And it says and the actual moisture level has to be exactly
the right. Moisture level. That's it. Yeah. And then you turn it and it's like, it's been sitting in our backyard. We threw stuff into it. It rots. It becomes nasty is what it does if you don't do it right. And so now We would throw it out, but just go to the landfill, and that would be counterproductive.
Yeah, that is very funny. That's ironic. Oh, look at this. Another one of those recycling bin things. Boy, these people don't realize how this really spruce things up for the environment. This
is screwing up the environment completely.
The kind, you're describing is it's the one that you actually turn. Like
it's a barrel that you turn, yeah.
That's problematic in the fact that in a pile, a compost heap in the backyard, you can actually take a pitchfork and invert it, turn it over, so you know you're putting what happened in the outside on the inside. When you have the kind that turns like you're describing, it jumbles it around. So some of the stuff that really was meant to be put on the inside is a mix. It could be on the outside right. of the thing too. So
on the other hand,
yeah,
it's a little messy, but it makes for a great bingo ball holder.
Here, and here's the other solution. The other solution is
stop eating.
That was it. That was it. I was going to say stop eating. That's the ultimate reduction. Why are you sitting there wasting away? I'm saving the planet.
just climb into your organics bin and stop eating, and just yeah. you're in the right place for it.
You know what? People, this is a true thing. You've heard about this. People buy these mushroom suits to uh-huh. be put when they're dead. So when they die, they become organic, and it actually breaks down the body in a way and put them in the ground. There's some places where it's legal to do that, I guess, out in the forest or something. You know what? I elected, I won't go into it, for emotional reasons, not religious reasons. I elected after a long period of time talking about being cremated to go ahead and I bought myself a plot and with a casket. I was going to get a degradable pine casket. That's what I have. So those of you who love me, you know, someday I'll be riding in a pine casket. But the vaults in these cemeteries, they're using up the land, and by putting in the, you know, you put the casket inside the, what do they call it? The sleeve, whatever it's called, but the concrete thing that surrounds
the grave liner. The grave liner.
And the purpose of that is to prevent, you know, decomposition of bodies getting into water streams right. and in aquifers and things like that. But there's been studies that show by doing this, you're having all this land. You're not having decomposition and going back to the soil and getting rid of it. So now we're losing space. Right. I think at some point in the future, I don't know, there's going to be a lot of religious outcry. I think they're going to actually outlaw burial. I really think they're comfortable.
You think so?
I think so, because I just think it's just too much to sustain that and all the space that's.
I considered the mushroom suit thing.
Did you really?
Seemed yeah. like a lot of truffle to me.
Oh,
there you go.
I'd rather have like a pepperoni pizza
cremini.
Suit.
What?
I'd rather have like pepperoni pizza suit in case I wake up and I'm hungry.
Oh, that may be one of the best things you said. Okay, I think it's time to stop this. And then just watch it over and over again, because we can recycle this episode for a while.
Can we change the number each week and just say it's the same episode but a brand new number?
I'll see you in 20 years.
Great. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to this jibber jabber, and we wish you a wonderful day.
Wonderful day.
And we want you to go out and be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
And never forget to
reduce, reuse, and recycle
your smile. Oh. Never stop smiling. Have a good one.
Keep smiling, folks.
Take care. Bye-bye. All joking aside.